from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a track from a session recorded inside a prison. The album Sounds from Rikers Island, music performed by pianist Elmo Hope and his ensemble. The sessions recorded in 1963 inside the famous or infamous New York jail. With Elmo Hope on piano, Freddie Douglass, alto and soprano sax, John Gilmore, tenor sax, Lawrence Jackson, trumpet, Ronald Boykins, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is the opening track of the session, One for Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
A set of tunes all connected with the name Joe, opening this hour of the program. That's quite a coincidence. I didn't really plan it that way, but that's how it turned out. We began with One for Joe from Elmo Hope and his ensemble from Sounds from Rikers Island. Then a live session from the summer of 1973 as part of the Concord Summer Festival in Concord, California. And a track from the second LP to be released by the Concord Jazz label. The album 7-11, featuring two great guitarists, Joe Pass and Herb Ellis, with Ray Brown on bass and Jake Hanna on drums. We heard the closing track of the live set, Concord Blues. That's available these days on a 2-CD set called Arrival, featuring that live album and also their studio album from 1973, the album Jazz Concord. And lastly, music from Joe Temperley on baritone sax from 2008 and his album The Sinatra Songbook, a nice tribute to the music made popular by Frank Sinatra from the Great American Songbook, with James Turillo on guitar, John Weber on bass, and Leroy Williams on drums. We heard Nancy with The Laughing Face. We'll begin this set of the Jazz Scene with a trio of French-Canadian musicians, bassist Michel Donato, pianist Pierre Leduc, and drummer Richard Provençal, and a track from their 2006 release on the Canadian Just In Time label, the album Déjà Jazz. This is Two Lonely People. Thank you.
The old prospector's nose for gold, a sailor who can read the sky, a gambler's sense of when to fold, the trick to making apple pie. These mysteries one cannot explain, this old black art so queer and quaint, like making love or making rain. Either you got it or you ain't. Don't know.
Thank you.
Going back to 1982 for the duo of American alto saxophonist Lee Konitz and French pianist Michel Petrucciani. They teamed up that year for the album Tout Suite, and we listened to the opening track, another piece from the Great American Songbook, I Hear a Rhapsody. The vocal in the set came from Jeannie Bryson, the title track from her 1996 Telarc Jazz release, Some Cats Know, a tribute to the music and legacy of Peggy Lee. And we began that set with a trio from Canada, from Quebec, I believe, Michel Donato on bass, Pierre Leduc piano, and Richard Provençal on drums. The Two Lonely People from their album Deja Jazz. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more info about the show, including detailed show playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes at your convenience, then please visit our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1704. And we've reached the final set of music for the hour, and we'll begin with another live session. This time, the session was recorded in London, England, at the Watermill Jazz Club on March 5th of 2015, featuring the Harry Allen Quartet. Harry Allen on tenor sax, Andrea Pozza piano, Simon Wolfe bass, and Steve Brown on drums. The album, aptly titled A London Date, and this is yet another American popular standard. Back home again in Indiana. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wrapping up the hour with a couple of classic West Coast tracks from the mid-50s from the Verve Records catalog. That last track recorded in August of 1957 and featuring two iconic West Coast sax players, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax and Paul Desmond on alto sax, originally appearing on their 1958 album The Jerry Mulligan Paul Desmond Quartet with Joe Benjamin on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. We heard Line for Lions. Before that, from 1955, an interesting combination, a trio featuring drummer Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton on vibes, and Teddy Wilson on piano. Originally from the album Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, we heard Moon Glow. Those two tracks also appearing on a 2-CD compilation from 1991, the album Verve Jazz Best. A nice introduction to some of the classic recordings from Verve Records. And we began the set with some considerably more recent sounds from 2015 recorded live, the Harry Allen Quartet and the album A London Date. We heard Back Home Again in Indiana. Sometimes that track is simply known as Indiana. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.